A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My being proclaims the greatness of God. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, who has looked lovingly on me in my affliction. From this day all generations will call me blessed. For God, wonderful in power, has done great things for me. Holy God's name, whose mercy from generation to generation is to those who stand in awe. The strong arm of God scatters the arrogant of heart, brings down the powerful from their thrones, and lifts the afflicted. Those who hunger are filled with good things. The rich are sent away empty. God rescues servant Israel, remembering the mercy promised to our ancestors, Abraham and Sarah, and to their descendants evermore." Mary remained with Elizabeth about 3 months, and then returned to her home. In the last 2 years of my mom's life, she received a number of notes and letters from different friends and family members telling her of their gratitude for her friendship, for being their Gram. Each spoke of the impact she had on their lives, what it meant for them, for her to be there for them at different times of their lives. I began to collect them. I shared snippets of a number of them during the eulogy at her funeral. The one I'd like to share with you today is a letter from Rosemary. She sent a card to my mom in the honor of her 87th birthday. She knew my mom for more than 55 years. Rosemary wrote in her card a whole story of an incident that happened to her and the way that my mom companioned her during the birth of her first child. And she writes, "In the mid-1940s, a moving van pulled up next door, followed by a sedan, and out poured furniture, a couple, an Ugg, two small boys. No teenagers to hang out with in that group. My sadness over this discovery wasn't to last very long, though, because I was soon to meet Mrs. Ricard, the tall, beautiful wife of Walter, mother of Walter Jr. and Paul. It was the beginning of a lifelong friendship." In her card, Rosemary called the birth of her first child. Her husband was working when her labor pains began. This is before cell phones. She immediately stopped by my mom's house and asked if she would take her to the hospital. My mom quickly dropped off my brothers, and off she went to the hospital with Rosemary. Rosemary wrote about my mother's strong and caring presence that diminished her fear and gave her a steady confidence. My mom stayed with her until the baby was born and her husband arrived. They rejoiced together in the wonder of God's gift of new life. And Rosemary wrote, "The memory of your contagious, illuminating smile will always be with me." The story of these two women, one younger, one older, supporting each other in a time of great need and a time of deep joy, is the story of God's presence among us, a God who continues to visit us through those we love, through friends and strangers and family members. In the gospel story of the visitation, Elizabeth is aware of and welcomes the presence of God in Mary. Mary is aware of the goodness of Elizabeth and the messenger of the God she bears in her womb. these two women rejoice with one another in the impossible becoming possible in their lives, and they express gratitude for that great gift. You can only imagine that these two women spend time comparing notes and thoughts on their miraculous pregnancies. Apparently, neither one could share with anyone else. The scriptures tell us that Elizabeth became pregnant and for 5 months remained in seclusion. As for Mary, it was even more difficult. As you know, she was pregnant outside of marriage. Elizabeth, having resigned herself to living with this, the disappointment of not having a child, now has to deal with an unexpected blessing. Mary, in turn, has to resolve living with a blessing that causes more problems than it solves. How to explain this to Joseph? What will the neighbors say? This is not part of the plan she had for her life. Elizabeth and Mary's mutual encouragement enabled them to go forward with more confidence and joy despite the struggle that faced them. I'm sure they wept and laughed and prayed and encouraged one another during those 3 months together. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, there was a leaping for joy in the darkness of her womb. In that moment, she experienced a bodily knowing that God was present and active in both her life and Mary's life. Through these pregnant prophets, God was working out the divine will in the world. Today, on this Feast of the Visitation, we rejoice with our sisters, Elizabeth and Mary, in the wonders God has done and is doing in our own lives. Each woman, Mary and Elizabeth, experiences an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Elizabeth's response declares Mary and her child blessed. Mary's response is her song of praise to God, the Magnificat. May we praise God this day for the wonders going on in our own lives and for the companions God gives us to bless our journeys.